Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Plenty of sunshine, but it's going to be cold, a high of only about 20. Starting things out right now in Kenosha with 10 degrees. It's 9 in Burlington, 10 in Milwaukee, 10 degrees also in Racine. If your schedule today has anything to do with an airline flight to and or from the Upper East Coast through Mitchell Airport in Milwaukee or O'Hare and Midway in Chicago, you better check with the individual airline. That part of the country is getting slammed with a good old-fashioned nor'easter. Some 3,000 flights have been canceled so far as this fast-moving winter storm is dumping heavy snow. LaGuardia in New York, Boston's Logan International Airports, they're prepared for up to a foot of snow. The flight tracking service FlightAware says the number of cancellations is only expected to go up as the day goes on. Most of the major carriers are waiving the normal change fees for today. Gorman & Company is a developer with a familiar name in Racine and is coming on board to at least consider taking over the Machinery Row project on the Root River from Iowa's Rodney Blackwell and Financial Development Properties. At a special Common Council meeting last night, City Development Director Amy Connolly noted the trials and tribulations with FDP, including a December notice of default on a loan, how it got to this point of a decision having to be made if the project was to go forward, and Gorman answering the call.
We would like to recommend that the City of Racine and its RDA take a time out from enforcing the default provisions of the development agreement. Over the next 60 days, we would ask for your permission to allow Ted Macdum and his team at Gorman a due diligence period to review the Machinery Road development project and determine if the project is economically viable. Together, the developer and the city would be reviewing environmental documents, financial projections, structural and architectural documents, and engineering studies.
Ted Macdum with Gorman's Wisconsin Market Presidency Office says that they've had a lot of work in the past in Racine, so they kind of know what this community is all about.
We are bullish on Racine. We think Racine is about to pop, and we're looking for a 100% market rate development to go here in Machinery Row. We feel we've got some credits that we can utilize to make that happen, and we believe the opportunity by the river is a unique one.
Gorman's vision for Machinery Row, he said, still market rate apartments over first floor business, office use, even a grocery store. 60 days of due diligence to help further determine viability of all components. Gorman and Company also still working on financing to renovate Kenosha's former Elks Club building, turning that into a boutique hotel. The Milwaukee Bucks made it official yesterday. Oshkosh will be the home for their new developmental league team, to which Racine Mayor John Dickert says, "Thank you for at least considering us." He says it's a disappointment not to get the Bucks, but that they would also be still looking to get a hockey team. That's their top priority for a new event center on the lakefront. It's an organization that by no means having the Bucks in was going to make this project in Racine any less critical. Oshkosh expected to be breaking ground soon for their new arena. And the Racine Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services narrowly recommends approval to the City Finance Committee that Fisher USA be allowed to buy less than an acre of Pierce Woods for expansion on its southwest side location and 20 more jobs over 5 years. The panel hearing first from supporters and opponents. Barry Ruskowski presenting history of the site with the early settler Joshua Pierce, also noting that history is not a hobby.
This park belongs to all citizens of Racine, and yet it appears you've all made the decision long before the public even became aware of this issue. This should have been a difficult decision if you gave it the honest and careful consideration that it deserved. You'll be selling far more than a piece of land.
Linda Polson rattling off past businesses that have left Racine, also admitting that the Fisher expansion would impact her view of the park from across the street, but she supports it.
Can Racine afford to lose another industry if this proposal is denied? Is losing a small parcel of land worth the cost of possibly losing jobs in another industry in Racine? Consider the decision made now. Look ahead to what it will mean and how it will affect us all in the future.
Fisher would swap parking for a bordering bioswale, plus pay for signage and the destroyed marker for Pierce Woods, the purchase money replanting double the 13 trees to be lost. Next in the process, the Racine Finance Committee on Monday night. The owner of the now-shuttered Sunshine Supermarket at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue in Racine facing several misdemeanor charges. Candace Ali scheduled to appear in court on February 21st on 3 misdemeanor counts linked to the sale of cigarettes, including altered packaging and failing to keep records. Online court records say the charges were filed in court on Tuesday. On the eve of a hearing last week to determine if the liquor license ought to be revoked, Ali surrendered that license, and then last Friday, a circuit court judge in Racine assigned a temporary injunction to grant the city's request to close the business, calling it a nuisance property. A motion hearing in that case has been scheduled for Friday. A new 43,000-square-foot residence hall that will house up to 126 students, also setting aside 2 floors as common space, going to be built on the Kenosha campus of Carthage College. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
It's a $21.5 million project approved by the school's Board of Trustees and will connect the existing Joseph Johnson and Madrigrano family residence halls. The first students could be in by 2018 after a projected groundbreaking this summer. This also aligns with the strategic plan for housing at Carthage, a current enrollment of about 2,600 traditional undergraduate students that's projected to increase by 1,000 within 2 years. A news release indicates almost 70% of Carthage students live on campus, and both common space and cooking areas were identified in surveys as the top 2 priorities with new facilities. The common space will more than triple with this project in Madrigrano and Johnson Halls. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Kenosha County Board this week adopted a resolution that urges the governor to fully fund the UW system's budget request, although that vote was not unanimous. Parkside's Assistant Chancellor for University Relations, John Jaroszewski, reminded the board the governor had announced the additional support for the system even ahead of presenting it in his budget yesterday. Supervisor Aaron Decker, noting allegations of improprieties involving UW Oshkosh and its foundation, said she couldn't support the resolution. Doesn't address the system's what she called lack of fiscal oversight.
The UW system obviously is not watching where their money is being spent, and this is why we have these problems, and I believe this resolution doesn't address that, and if it had, I would have supported it, but this doesn't address the whole problem with the UW and their spending problems.
Resolution was adopted on a 16-4 vote. And the budget proposed by the governor and the budget that will eventually get adopted by the state legislature, in the end, those can have some vastly different numbers. Right now, the local reaction to the governor's spending proposal includes Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave with some cautious optimism.
From a county perspective, we're extremely positive on the human services aspect. I think there's going to be allocations for veterans, allocations for the developmentally disabled, allocations to eliminate waiting lists for those people in need. In terms of transportation, that's going to be a wait-and-see approach.
Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser noting more local money toward transportation, also the hint that Madison wants more municipal cooperation. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.